Hello, Paul Andrews. I'm back from the bush, back from the brink. And while you fiddle with your knobs, I'll just fill in the old listeners about the show today, because we're just live. I'm crawling back, having had three mince pies yesterday. Three mince pies just to keep going. With me and the lovely Vanilla Webb on the Business Bunker show, we've got Richard Knox, who's going to be enriching our health. You can follow him, Enrich Health PT. And just what we need in January, of course. We need Richard Knox in Rich Health. And we have the marvellous Linda Cloak, who's back. She's going to be talking to us about social media at We Do S Media. You can find her on the Twitter and on Facebook and, of course, on Instagram, or Instaglam, as I call it. And just tweet us. You can use the BBunker hashtag. We'd love to hear how you're doing in January. And please don't tell me you're doing dry January, because I think January is not the month to do a dry January. It really isn't the month to do it. When you go to the shops, Linda, and you see everything that you bought in December for like
half price,
like £6, and you've spent £100 on it, you know, doesn't it make you feel, you know, there's something very sad about, because I didn't see Paul Andrews, something very sad about bringing in a Christmas present,
right,
isn't there?
Right.
Shall I throw it over to you?
No, my microphone's not working properly at the moment.
I know, you're buzz, and I'm getting a buzz, but
I have no idea why.
Gremlins, darling, Gremlins, yeah. In the studio.
Yeah.
Big hello to Wayne Cunnington, who's listening in from his pad. Hello to you and Happy New Year, because I wasn't here last week, was I? So
keep talking amongst yourselves, so I'm going to try and fix this.
I will. Well, I've got some news here about the Kent Coast.
Yeah.
So the Kent Coast is offering a vast choice of outstanding beaches, as you know, and 11 of them have been given the prestigious Blue Flag Award. It's funny, this, because I was just tweeting yesterday about the sewage.
I took my granddaughter down there, my grandson.
This is Linda Cloak speaking.
Sorry, the sewage down there.
Where were you?
We were in, just down the road from Hythe.
Okay, so you've got Hythe, Deal, Ramsgate.
So it's near Margate, I think. So yeah. We went down to
Margate.
And
could you see the sewage in the sea?
We could actually see it, and the seagulls were feeding off of it. And it was my grandson wanted to swim in the sea. And I said to him, okay, then. We went in the sea, and then we walked along, and then we saw it. And I said to him, you are not going in that sea.
Yeah, yeah.
There was babies in the sea. There's just a little cafe.
When
on
was
the front,
this?
And it was just before, about September time.
I was going to say, I was freaking out thinking you put him in the sea in December.
No. Yeah.
Thinking, really? Because they do. They swim where I live. They've all got the dry robes. We call them the dry robed. Can't say the word on air. But everybody's got a dry robe where I live. It's very sweet. But yeah, the sewage is bad, and every time we get rain, it's effluent in the sea. And I was tweeting out some pictures, and they're building, where I live in Whitstable on the Thanet Way, they're building thousands and thousands of houses there. And, of course, the infrastructure can't cope. There's already sewage in the sea, and they get fines. They just pay the fines.
Right, let's see if this is working. It's not very good still, is it?
I can't hear you in my headphones, but
can you not?
No.
No, but I'll just read this out, Paul, and you can fiddle with your knobs. So the Kent Coast offers a vast choice of outstanding beaches. 11 of them have been given the prestigious Blue Flag Award, and they all have something a little unique to offer. Beautiful Whitstable, well known for its oysters. Botany Bay, should be said in a pirate voice, is excellent for fossils. I work with a fossil.
He can't answer back.
No. Margate Main Sands. I love Margate because it's sandy. I love a sandy beach. Definition of a nostalgic trip to the sea. Do they still have the donkeys in Margate? I do believe they do.
Don't know.
Professionals always put their phone on silent, you know.
They do, don't they?
Yeah, they do. So when the sun is out, it can be hard to choose where to go. But this year, a forgotten gem appears to have resurfaced in its Blue Flag 2022 announcement. Keep Britain Tidy has awarded Dymchurch Beach a seaside award for the first time. Now, our studio used to be in Dymchurch. Did you ever come to that?
Yes, I did, yeah.
We were there. We had wildlife there, if you remember. We had little porcupines coming into the studio and all sorts of snakes and reptiles. And a parrot, I think, once came in. There was a man next door that had Richard wildlife. So very strange things he had. So I once had a porcupine. Or was it? What's the smelly thing?
A skunk.
Yes, I once had a skunk mating with my left leg while I was on air, which was rather unpleasant. So anyway, Dymchurch has got this 3-mile sandy beach on the Romney Marsh, and it's historically been a favourite seaside holiday destination. But it dropped out of fashion along with all of Britain's other seaside resorts. In recent years, Kent's beaches have been making headlines again, praised for their creative art revivals. So there's a lot of that happening, isn't there, with Margate. And, you know, Margate had a big, big grant for their arts. I love Margate, all the little lanes. It's like a mini Brighton, isn't it, really?
It is, but I think a lot of people don't realise where those back lanes are.
Well, you have to get off the beaten track. To be honest, in Whitstable, I see people, visitors, we have loads and loads of visitors, and they come along to Whitstable, which is famous for its independent shops, and they go to Costa Coffee in Whitstable. Oh. We've got Tea and Times, we've got Whitstable Produce, we've got all these small, lovely shops that you can go and buy independent homemade cakes, and they go to Costa. And it makes me sad. And in actual fact, it makes me quite cross, because I have been known when I'm in an uppity mood to sort of snarl at someone and go, you've come to Whitstable for the individual shops and you love, you know, you love the high street and you've gone to Costa, which you can get anywhere. I have snarled at people about it. And then they leave the cup on the beach, and I also snarl at them about that because we do have bins.
I don't leave the cup on the beach, but you might have seen me in Costa, so you might have been snarling at me.
So why do you, are you... Is it because you just like that format, or do you just not even realise that we've got the independent shops when you come to Whitstable?
No, I think if I was there taking a...
This is Richard, by the way.
If
Richard
I was
Knox.
There taking a walk around, I would try something different. But I think it's something that, you know, you get used to, isn't it? And you know the kind of coffee that they offer or the drinks that I like and stuff. So that's why I tend to... And it's actually my office up the road from where I work. I call it my office. Costa Coffee. Yeah.
Is the Wi-Fi good in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I know that Wayne Cunnington often goes to have a coffee and listens to the show with good Wi-Fi, which is another thing. But, yeah, if you do go to a place like, I mean, Hythe is lovely, and Deal.
There's lots of lovely places. That's
hello.
Better. I'm back.
My
microphone had packed up. Sorry about that. I've had to change the mic, all that banging about.
He made a right song and dance, didn't he, really? But come to Whitstable, meet me, give me a buzz before you come. I know Linda will, bring your grandson as well. And I'll show you the locals, because they are beautiful. And Tea and Times, great breakfast. Farm and Harper, best breakfast ever. I know Lisa Settle, if she's there. We met Lisa there with her lovely husband, David, on probably the windiest day ever in Whitstable, and we sat outside because of COVID. We were sitting in this sort of sheeted, tented area. It was blimmin' freezing. But Farm and Harper, you won't get a decent breakfast like that. And all the food is local. So the sausages, the bacon, the cakes, is all local produce. And it's the same we were saying about the egg shortage off air. The supermarkets, I went to Tesco. I rarely go to supermarkets now because there's only the two of us. But the egg shelf was completely empty, and there was a sign saying limited to 3 boxes of eggs, but there were none there. I go to my butchers. I can have as many as I want, and they're all local. Same with the farm shops. And I know some people say farm shops can be a bit more expensive, but if you're careful, you know, they're not, you know. So,
well, again, it's about supporting the local community, isn't it?
Yeah. So. Because if you don't use your butcher, he'll go, and your greengrocer. And during lockdown...
Where will he go?
Well, he'll just disappear. My baker...
Just like that?
Yeah, because we've got to use them. My baker is on a 2-year fixed energy thing, whatever you call it, a contract, that's the word I wanted. I've been off Richard for quite a while, about 3 weeks. I've got a sort of, you know, mince pie brain. You know that? Can't really say that because, you know, Meghan, I was listening to Meghan. Apparently she said to Kate, Princess Kate, or what's she, Duchess of something? What's she, the Duchess of Wales now, isn't she? Princess
like
of Wales. We should know all this royalty.
We should.
Anyway, she said to Catherine that Catherine forgot something and apparently admitted it. To Meghan that she'd forgotten something, and Meghan accused her of having a baby brain because she was pregnant. So have to be a bit careful what we say. But I have a mince pie brain at the moment.
Yeah. I'm not surprised.
I polished off. I was like a low ebb yesterday. I was feeling very flat.
Where's that? Is that near Whitstable?
Yeah, low ebb by the tide. And I was feeling very flat. And my new husband wasn't very jolly. So I had three mince pies. Not all at once, Richard, but one at lunch because I was at low ebb. Then one about five-ish with a glass of wine because I was another low ebb. And then one at eight, by which time I was at very low ebb because I'd had three mince pies and I hated myself. Yeah. But they're gone now.
That's fine. Just loads of gaps between. Yeah, yeah. Fine, yeah.
And the wine, you know, wash it down. But the good news is, Richard, they've gone now. They're not there. Right. There's none in the cupboard.
There's no point in wasting them, is there?
Exactly. There's a little bit of fruitcake left that my mum makes, which is amazing, but I don't like fruitcake.
Have you looked at the present I bought you for Christmas?
I had a little rummage.
And what is it?
Well, it's the essential.
It's Carver, obviously.
Oh, Carver.
Because you're drunk.
Well,
yeah.
Carver is my thing.
For breakfast.
Yeah, and Colin on Wine, who's a regular on the Superior Show, Scoff and Quaff, is always telling us, Carver's very, very lovely. I will have that in a minute. Thank you very much. And then also, there's a huge box. Looks like a big pair of socks.
You won't like it. You'll go, I can't eat this.
Oh, I say, it's got a purple ribbon on as well.
I know, I tied it myself.
And I'll keep that ribbon.
I know you will. I'll get it for my Christmas next year.
Oh, it's beautifully wrapped, Paul Andrew.
Yeah, I did it all myself.
Did Amanda do this?
No, I did it.
You did it?
Yeah, yeah.
I hadn't got you down as the wrapping type. What is it? Oh, that's why you can taste the difference. It's loaded. Oh, it's a cake. Oh, taste the difference. Chocolate panettone with a dark chocolate filling. I might cut some, Linda. Oh, you were videoing me last week. Well, here's your present, Paul Andrews.
Thank you.
There's nothing more depressing, is there, than opening a Christmas present in January. Do you think that's depressing, or is it just my mindset?
Well, it all depends what's in it. I've done it, Richie. You know, if it's something really nice, you know, it's
I'll
great.
Throw it over.
Yeah, go on.
Can you catch?
Is it going to break? Ah. Oh, it's heavy.
Yeah, can you video him?
Oh, look. First and foremost, happy new year. Here's to 2023. This is the label. It says, Dear Paul, ho, ho, ho. I love, lots of love, Jules, right? Which is lovely. But what it is one of last year's Christmas cards, all cut up to make a label. Yeah, like
there's
that.
There's a word for that. It's upcycling.
There's a word for that. It's tightwad.
It's upcycling.
It's tightwad. Yeah. You can't even buy labels. Yeah. Right, let me open it. Am I to guess before I've opened it?
Give it a shake if you want.
Is it licorice?
No.
Yes, it is. Of course it is. It's licorice and licorice.
Is that good for you, Richard? Is that good for you, Rich?
We'll just do two of the bags, not three.
Yeah, there's three. There's even cut licorice root. How do you eat that then?
Well, licorice root, you make it into a tea. Because I remember.
I was going to say, because if I chewed that, it would get stuck in my teeth, wouldn't it?
It would, especially your teeth.
It'd get under my plate.
Yeah. But, Paul, I seem to remember you had one of those little things that you make tea in, like loose
tea. I've got two of them. I've got a green one and a red one.
Well, put it in your green one and see.
The green one, not the red one.
And steep it.
And what?
Steep it for 10 minutes or so.
It smells wonderful. I love licorice. I do like licorice.
That's very natural. You could probably put it in a pipe and smoke it.
I wouldn't want to do that, would I?
Yeah. I can't remember what I bought you now because it was so long ago. What was the other one?
Licorice.
Yeah, but it was a
soft licorice.
Yeah.
Soft licorice swirls.
Yeah.
And cut licorice root.
Right. So the licorice root you can show Amanda because that's got no sugar in and she'll say, very well done.
Right,
Jules.
Okay.
We won't mention the other.
So I'm going to be regular for quite a while.
You will be, yeah. So happy Christmas to you. And I'm very sorry that I missed the Christmas show because we always have fun. No doubt you held your own, so to speak.
I didn't realise there were cameras in here. No,
I'll keep
I mean,
that paper for next year. What have you screwed it up for?
Oh, yeah, I'm a little tightwad like you.
This is amazing, though. I've never had such a posh cake.
I didn't know if you could eat it, but I didn't care.
Well, I will share it around and have a little slice.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, what was I going to say? Yeah, no, you let me down just before Christmas by going and getting ill deliberately.
Do you know, everywhere I went, because I went to Chips and Dinks, you know, to do my alloys.
Yeah.
Well, not mine, but my Mercedes alloys. Yeah. I can't tell what they actually did, and I never asked him. I can't see how it's protecting.
No, you can't. It's a film that they put on them.
So they do like them. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it's like a baking on of a varnish kind of thing.
It's very clever, yeah, because it dries for 4 hours.
So, yeah, yeah.
But what he noticed on my Merc was, because obviously he's dealing quite a lot with lease cars.
Yeah.
Mine is not lease, it's mine. And we always have an argument about that. But, you know, I quite like owning it and not paying for something every month. But he noticed that the Merc label in the middle of my wheels, where they've washed it, he said they've put acid on it and then walked away and left it for a while they do other cars.
Oh, it's corroded it.
So I told the garage that I'm going to a new garage, and he said they don't do that. They hand wash it, so hopefully it won't corrode anymore.
Cool. Right.
But they were great chips and dinks. But I went to the pub for 4 hours, lovely sort of village pub that they recommended. A free house, so none of your shepherd name, none of your chains. And the man behind the bar was coughing and coughing and coughing. And I tuned into this cough. I thought, oh, my God. And he served me my food. And
he coughed all over it.
He did. He coughed over everything. So I blame him.
I would sue him or something.
But the new husband didn't get it at all.
Well, he never does.
I know, it's very annoying.
But he's much, much younger than you.
Yeah, and 13
and
years.
He's got a much better constitution, obviously.
I was hacking all over him and sweating and, you know, everything I could do, but he never got it.
Yeah, it's his robust diet that keeps him,
Well, I do look after him. He takes about 6 vitamins a day.
Yeah, yeah.
I put them in
he doesn't know. She puts them in his food, like the dog. Yeah.
Well, the dog is on probiotics that cost £49 for this tub of probiotics every day.
Right. Anyway, listen.
Greyhound.
We're 20 minutes in and I've only just started.
Well, you've been doing the tech stuff.
My microphone packed up just as we went live. I mean, typical. We tried it, didn't we? 4 minutes before we went live, it was working fine. I went live, bang, it went. Luckily, we had a spare, so you get to hear my beautiful dulcet tones.
Talking of spare, it's out today.
What is out?
Harry's book.
Oh, for God's sake.
I know, where he rolled around with his brother and hit the dog bowl and broke his necklace. And I was always fighting with my brother, were you?
I don't have a brother.
Were you fighting with your sister?
Definitely frightened of my sister.
Did you used to fight with her?
Yeah.
I did my sister's as well.
Yeah, I used to roll about with my brother, yeah. My brother used to give me awful, he's not around anymore.
Chinese burns, that was the thing.
What was that? It must have been a 70s.
Dead legs and Chinese burns, that's
awful.
It. That's how it happens.
Yeah.
Right, look, I've got some news. We're running way behind time now. I want cheesy tunage, I've got Linda to talk to and everything. But I've got some big, big news for the Business Bunker show here. A lot of you may know that you can listen to the show on your smart speaker, and quite a few people going, I can't find it. This is what you do. If it's an Alexa, you say, Alexa, enable skill channel radio. Yeah. And then once you've done that once, from there on, it's just play channel radio. Okay. And the same if you've got a Google smart speaker, you enable the skill. And then from then on, you just say, play it. We're also now live on another app called Get Me Radio.
Ooh.
And we've moved from
Tune in
because they were getting silly. They were demanding money and all kinds of nonsense.
Yeah.
And it was all adverts and all the rest of it. Get Me Radio is simple, easy to use. It's free. You can download it from the Google Play Store or the Apple Store. And you just search for channel radio. There we are. Put it in your favourites. Bang, bosh, bish, you're on. And as of the 1st of February, we will be going simultaneously live on FM radio 100.2, which you can pick up on your ordinary FM radio throughout South Kent and East Sussex.
We have to be very...
If you're at home in front of your telly, you will be able to hear us on Freeview 277.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Well, do we need to dress up if we're on telly?
Do we need to what?
Dress up if we're on
telly.
They
don't show pictures, do they?
There's no pictures at all.
No, it's radio.
I would say, I know Wayne Cunnington's listening and he finds...
What'd you do about it, Richard? Hey, 15 years she's been doing this and she didn't know they couldn't see her.
Well,
what's that all about? That's why she's been wearing makeup every day for 15 years and she's just found out that they can't see her. It's radio. There's a camera in the microphone. I mean, what's going on here?
Well, we did have cameras in the studio at Romney Marsh, do you remember?
We did, actually. There's one up there, but it doesn't work. No, here. No, you're looking behind you. It's not behind you.
Well, where is it?
It's not a pantomime, love.
Where
it's not,
it?
You know.
Where is it?
Oh, no, it isn't.
Oh, yes, it is. What I was going to say was, and I've totally forgotten now, God, he's taking me right off the track, Richard.
Yeah, I've won.
Yeah, there was something interesting. I can't remember. Well, I know that Wayne Cunnington's popped up because, you know, he's been banned from Twitter. It's very sad.
Yeah. Hello, Wayne. Hope you're well, mate.
He's been banned.
Did you see poor old Tracy Ferguson has hurt her toes?
Yeah, I did. I've just sent her a little GIF or a GIF or whatever.
Yeah.
He's our technical advisor, Wayne Cunnington. He's curled up at home with a little coffee. He says, Jules sounds perfect, but Paul sounds like he's in the background. Mm. He's in Costa Coffee, by the way, Richard.
Yeah. Good man.
This is a delayed message because I shouldn't be in background now.
But now you're back. And then he says, what a recycler about my little card.
Yeah.
From last year. And then he says, if you went to Spain, you could have bought the spare book a week early, which is true. What I find funny is about spare is that it's all been spewed out in the Daily Mail and everything.
Why would you buy the book?
Why would you buy it? I know that Harry has moaned. I know that William has been in a rage about Meghan's behaviour and that she was apparently,
do you know what?
In quotes, a bully to the staff and rude.
I couldn't care less. About a bunch of overprivileged idiots wandering around.
I've had it up to here. I'm thick up to here. Freddie Parrott Davies.
I worked with Freddie Parrott Face Davies, and it was hilarious. He was doing a gig. It was only about 4 or 5 years ago. He was doing a gig in Dymchurch, and I don't know why, but I was all organising the gig for him. And do you remember Freddie Parrott Fake Davis? No, you
They're
won't.
Far too
Rich
young.
Won't. Rich is far too young.
He used to wear a funny hat, didn't he?
He used to wear a funny hat, and he talked like Jules just said there.
I'm thick up to here. I don't know why.
He was a comedian in the 70s, and he was big, you know, really big. Anyway, he's now in his 80s, and he's still gigging. And he was doing a gig in Dymchurch, right? And he was in the green room, and I walked in, and I went, you're all right, Freddie? He went, my dad's dog died. Oh, sorry to hear that, mate. And he went, no, my dad's dog died. I went, yeah, you just said. And he went, no, my dad's dog died. And I went, you just told me that 3 times. And he went, what? I went, you just told me your dad's dog died. My dad hasn't got a dog. My dad's dead. I went, sorry, I've completely lost the plot. And he said, I'm warming up. That's how you want. My dad's dog died. My dad's dog died. That's how you warm up, son. That's how you warm up. Oh, sorry, Freddie.
So is it about getting his voice ready for stage?
Yeah.
My dad's dog died.
My dad's dog died, yeah.
Mm. So like a singer that would do, you know, do, re, mi, fa, so.
It actually works. It actually works so that you don't get tongue-tied. You know, and you don't trip over.
Perhaps we ought to start doing something.
I do it every now. Didn't you hear me just now?
No.
Oh, no, my mic wasn't working. I was going, my dad's dog died and my mic wasn't working.
Let's just run through what I heard. I heard you not being very clear on the microphone. Then I heard your phone ringing when we always put it on silent. Mm. Then I heard a few clunks. Then he exited and banged the door, Linda.
Yes.
I mean, you can't get the staff.
Hey.
That's for next year. You get that next year.
Absolutely. Yeah. She's gonna. I've just thrown the wrapping paper at her.
It's in there.
She's gonna iron that.
Yeah.
Once I found someone to fix her steamer.
Yeah, but isn't that lovely to make a little card myself, Linda, and Richard? Isn't that nicer than going somewhere and buying it?
My mum does it every year.
I do, but I'm not sure if I can. You've made a bit of a pig's ear. Look how he's even opened it.
Right. We're now miles behind with all
the
tweets.
I'll use this box. That's lovely.
Right, we're now miles.
Use that as my sock box at home.
I would. Yeah, put buttons in it.
Yeah, buttons.
Yeah, buttons. That's what you'd put in there. Buttons.
No, socks.
Buttons and needles and cotton.
Even a bra might fit in there.
What do you want to put a bra in a box for?
Well, it's quite nice to keep them neat.
Why would you have a bra in a box?
Neat and tight. Well, not just one bra. A few bras.
How many bras you got then?
Quite a few. I've got a sports one, then I've got
a
dress one, then I've got a low cut one, then I've got a push up one.
I don't want to know.
Women, you know, we can't just get by with one bra, you know.
Serves me okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Man boobs.
I trust have said Business Bunker basically. I trust the Speak Up app. In fact, we're at the Haysbrook School tomorrow, and Nick and the team from iTrust are doing a talk there, so we're looking forward to that. So big shout out for iTrust, and also, who else have we got here? Lucy Cross has said hello to the Business Bunker Show. Lucy's in Melbourne, Australia. What's the time there then? Must be late at night there, mustn't it? Anyway.
Australia, yeah. I normally I call my cousin on Christmas Day.
That's a strange name for your cousin.
I can't remember what time we called him. I think it was about 6
Do you call him Chris for short?
G'day.
G'day, Chris.
His name is Chris. How did you even know that?
You just told me, Christmas Day.
And we called him and he'd just woken up. And Australians are so cheerful in the morning.
Yeah, yeah.
And he went out, you know, he said, I'll just show you the garden.
Yeah.
And he said, it's beautiful here.
Yeah.
And he's got wombats walking about.
Were the wombats doing a barbie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he's got all critters, all sorts of critters and creatures. Yeah. And he's got a little eucalyptus tree.
Yeah.
Little roo.
Was it a koala in the roo? Yeah.
Rolf Harris in the corner doing a painting.
Yeah. Well, no, probably not.
Not allowed to talk about that.
Yeah, no, we don't mention him.
No, we don't.
Yeah.
Two little boys.
He's a didgeridoo.
That.
Him.
I know.
Yeah. Ethel Bray.
Oh, we love them.
We love Ethel Bray. Appreciate a 2023 Business Bunker shout out, please. We're starting our 25th year celebrations as business, and we're offering a 25% discount for two or more attending our management programs starting the 17th of January at Demelza House Hospice. If you email fran@athelbray.co.uk, they have all the details for anyone looking to support staff on the career ladder. That's Athelbray, A-T-H-E-L-B-R-A-E, fran@athelbray.co.uk to get your 25% discount on a management training programme. And huge, huge congratulations on 25 years in business. That is no mean feat at all. Right, Gravesham for Business. New year, new shout out for your business. A big hello to the team on Business Bunker. Gravesham for Business is the Gravesham Council business support group, and they are great supporters of the Business Bunker show, and we really do appreciate them. But listen, time is fugitive, and we got some cheesy tunage to play.
What is it?
Well, it's really obvious, this one. Because
really?
Our first guest, and this is in homage to our first guest, who is the...
Homage.
It's in absolute homage to our first guest, that is the lovely Linda Cloak.
That reminds me of Homity Pie.
Homage. Everything reminds you of homage. Food and drink. Everything.
Homage.
Everything
have you
reminds
ever had
you
of a homity pie?
I haven't. I've had homily and grits.
Homily and grits?
Yes.
I know what grits are. What's homily?
It's stuff that goes with grits.
What does it? What is it?
It's like tapioca.
I always have shrimp and grits.
Do you?
Shrimp and grits.
Homily, is it?
Fat.
Yeah.
Fat on the side.
You know, fat on the side. Yeah. Easy old one.
Yeah, in Savannah.
Anyway, what's that got to do with the price of bread?
Homily. Homage.
Shut up. We've got a cheesy tunage in homage to We Do Social Media.
Mm.
See, because their tagline should be the name of this song.
We can work it out. The Beatles.
Exactly. You see what I did there?
Paul
we
McCartney.
Can work it out.
I love that. Very good.
I love it.
You've got much better in 2023.
Chance that we might fall apart before too long. We can work it out. We can work it out. Life is very short and there's no time for fussing and fighting, my friend. Chance that we might fall apart before too long. We can work it out.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Talis Independent Financial Advisors can help you invest, organise your pensions, and even get you the best possible life insurance, mortgage, or equity release deal. Check out talisifa.com.
Become part of our community to build your social media habits with workouts. Increase your brand's presence and engagement. Go to wedosocialmedia.co.uk to register for 2 free social media workouts every Wednesday. 10:30 a.m. Facebook and 11:30 a.m. LinkedIn.
Loch Associates Group. Let us look after all your people needs so you can focus on growing your business. No long-term tie-ins, just responsive, commercially-minded support. Find us at lochassociates.co.uk.
Hey, welcome back. We're going to talk to our first guest at last, some common sense, some professionalism brought into this show.
I know.
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome back onto the show. Regular guest, and we love having her here, Linda Cloak of We Do Social Media. Linda, good afternoon. Welcome back onto the show. Happy
Hello.
New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you too.
Did you have a nice Christmas?
Yeah, really lovely. Thank you. Good. Yeah, I had it with all the family, so it was lovely.
What did you have to eat? Did you have turkey or beef? Or
we had turkey, lamb, beef and ham.
All in one day?
Yes, my children love the mixture of meat. Yes.
Wow, turkey, lamb,
beef and ham.
How do you fit it all in your oven?
Well, I cooked it the night before. I did one in the slow cooker.
Oh.
And I cooked it the night before.
You're like the hostess with the mostess.
You've given her ideas now.
Yeah.
Have you ever had, we're completely off track here, but have you ever had one of those, years ago I had one of those, a bird stuffed in a bird.
Yeah.
So I had a chicken in a turkey in a goose, and a goose in an ostrich,
and
and a sparrow up, and all that. Have you ever had one of those?
No.
It was horrible.
Why was it? I would imagine
because when you sliced it, you got a bit of each, and it was just too much. Yeah.
Yeah, because some things would have quite a strong flavour.
Exactly. Yeah.
I did.
I prefer Linda's approach.
I do. I would go round to Linda's next.
We're going next year. We're having Christmas at Linda's next year.
We're all going there. Yeah. I'll bring the carver and champagne.
I'll bring the licorice.
Yeah. Because
I should still have 4 or 5 bags left by then.
He won't. He'll eat that. He'll text me tomorrow and say I've eaten it.
Yeah, I will.
But I think the root was good, because that will keep him going a bit more. Did you ever eat? I bought you another tea. I don't think you ever started that.
I finished it.
Your tea pigs. Did you ever?
I finished it.
Oh, did you?
Licorice tea.
Yeah, you bought me 2 lots of tea. You bought me ginger and licorice, and I finished both of them.
Oh, all right. Good job you got more then.
Yeah. Did you see? You got them from Alex, didn't you?
No. Yeah. Where? Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, you did, because that's what the label said on there.
Do you mean Arthur?
No, no. The guy that does the tea in Tunbridge Wells.
No, I didn't get them from him.
Oh, the last lot you did.
Oh, the last lot I did, yeah, sorry. Yeah. Is he all right?
No, I saw that they've stopped doing the tea.
Oh, because when I tried to get it for you, there was a kerfuffle. He was in Spain and I had to sort of beg, and they said they weren't doing it anymore for individuals.
Yeah. Well, they're not doing it at all now.
Oh, what's he doing then?
I don't know.
Living in Spain.
Anyway, let's talk to Linda. Sorry, we got sidetracked again there, Linda.
Yeah.
Linda's from We Do Social Media. Linda, thank you for coming back on the show and talking to us. First and foremost, just give us a quick overview of what We Do Social Media does for those listeners that forgotten, don't remember, or haven't come across you before.
Okay, so we started We Do Social Media to help businesses manage their social media, because we recognised it was something that needed to be done.
Yeah.
And lots of businesses just didn't have a clue where to start.
Sure.
So we've been running for 9 years now,
right.
And literally just managing people's social media. So initially we started with creating the imagery and obviously looking at what's timely and relevant at the moment to do with their business.
Yeah.
And then we create posts around that, so they had regular posts going out, anything between 12 and 15 posts a month.
Right.
So they didn't have to worry. In recent years, obviously, social media's changed a lot.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's keeping up with the time so that our clients don't have to. And then we engage for clients as well. So we actually go in and search their clients for them, their client base, what they're looking for. And then what we do is engage with those clients' posts on their behalf.
Yep.
So a lot of time when people say to me, Linda, why haven't you been on social media? Well, I have, but I've been logged in as...
somebody else.
Yeah, several other people.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I'm a bit like a painter decorator. You know, I don't look after my own when I'm out there looking after everybody else's.
Yeah, sure.
The other thing as well that we started doing when Elle came on board was we started doing training.
Yep.
So we've trained as many as 50 businesses at a time, different businesses, through a networking group. But now also, just before Christmas, we did a LinkedIn training. A property company brought all their staff in because they wanted their staff to support their social media on LinkedIn. So we did a morning sessions training. And then to support that, we do the social media gym.
Yep.
And for that, I'm currently doing the LinkedIn social media workouts, which is like a mini training session, and it's just £35 a month.
Right. I'm going to make a couple of comments here. I don't want to put words in your mouth because these are my opinions, not yours. But I'd like your view on it when I've said my bit about this. As you know, I'm a massive believer in social media. I think there's a lot of traction to be gained. And I also recognise that different platforms suit different people. Mm-hmm. At the moment, things like Instagram and TikTok are all the rage. For me, it doesn't do a thing because it doesn't suit what I'm trying to achieve with my social media, which is clicks through to a website. And you can't do that on Instagram or TikTok. So they're pointless from that point of view for me personally. But they work for other people. But each platform has its own kind of status in terms of what works best for you as a business. And I get that. One of the things that I see... especially when I'm talking to people about sponsoring the radio show or whatever, is that people can be quite lax about taking the opportunity to actually leverage what's going on out there. Yeah, it's like someone the other day, a friend of mine, I just promoted what they do as a business, and somebody came straight back and went, "Oh, I'm really interested in that." And they didn't answer. I rang them up and I went, have you looked at your Twitter? No. Would you like to look at it? Why? There's somebody on there trying to buy your services. Is there?
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Don't you find that the number of people say, I'm not on Twitter, but you can bet your life if you're not on Twitter and you're a fairly big business, they will be talking about you if you're not on there anyway.
Yeah,
So you might as well be on there and getting them, if they're saying nasty things about your service, for example, get them off it, you know, quickly.
I mean, we use Twitter a lot because it's the only real-time platform.
But it's also a conversation on Twitter. That's what I like.
But that's because it's real time. Yeah. It's like if you log. I logged onto Facebook last night, and I've got people saying Happy New Year, Paul, and Happy Christmas. You know, it's days ago. Mm. And by the time Facebook feeds you the feed, it's out of kilter. Mm. Whereas Twitter, it's now. Yeah. If they tweet now, you see it now. Mm. Yeah. And you can have rolling conversations and arguments, and you can kill people and all kinds of things.
You have quite a few arguments on there.
It's getting a bit more argumentative, and I don't particularly want to do that.
I don't argue on there.
Yeah, no.
You
do. Yeah, well, I just got annoyed with people. I had a torrid weekend. I had a really torrid weekend. My poor old mum got hurt. I spent 19 hours in A&E, and I just put up a post saying, I just spent 19 hours in A&E, and it's completely incompetent.
Yeah.
And then you get millions of people go, that's because it's underfunded by the Tories. You don't know anything that happened there. Mm. Just trying to sell me a political statement of one way or another, I'm not interested. Mm. I'm just telling you what happened to me.
I'm telling you that and the 19 hours seems to be pretty average.
Yeah. You were 21 hours, weren't you?
I left. Oh, I'd still be there now. Waiting for an MRI if I'd stayed in.
Yeah.
There were no beds. Yeah, and the same with your mother. There were no beds.
Yeah.
That's the difficult thing, I think, with socials. You've got to be careful sometimes what you do say.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, Elle's quite often said to me, if I want to, she's like, don't do that, Mum. You can't type that on there.
Yeah.
Because we do social media for a living, so therefore you need to be careful what you say. So whereas I would be, I'm real advocate for free speech, and I think that social media is a really good way of doing that. But to be honest, I just... button up and I don't say anything.
And that's really one of the things that I was wanting to say about this is that as well as being on social media, as well as picking the right platform for your organisation, you've got to remember what it is you're trying to talk about. Yeah. If you're talking about your business, it's no good. You know, someone I know really, really well a couple of years ago put a load of posts over Facebook saying, if you're a, I can't even remember what political party it was, it makes no difference. If you're a member of such and such political party, you can do one. I don't want anything to do with you. And they posted that on their business account.
Oh, nice.
And you're going, that's 50% of the population, roughly, yeah, that you've just been rude to. Yeah. Now, I might agree with you about your politics, but what about the 50% of people that don't? That's just a damn stupid thing to put. So one of the things about social media is to recognise who it is and what it is you're actually promoting. Yeah. If you want to get political or argumentative or whatever, do it with a personal account or whatever, not with a business account.
I think, well, I don't think you can even do it with a personal account because people, I mean, on my Twitter, people associate me with Ouija social media.
Yeah, that's true.
So
yeah,
so I can't even do it on my personal
account. Yeah, they know who you are.
Yeah, I have to be so
well, because you, like me, you have your full bio on there. Yeah, we don't hide who we are. So many people are anonymous, especially on Twitter, and that's annoying as far as I'm concerned because they can get all lippy, yeah, and then they go, oh, I've read your bio, you're not a businessman, really, you're useless and stuff like that. And you go, according to you, you're a cat called 947376713. Yeah, so who's winning here then? Yeah?
So what's happening in 2023? What should we be looking out for, Linda?
Well, 2023 trends really are short-form videos. So what you're doing now is great. You know, you want to be doing more short-form videos. Obviously, there's more people going on TikTok, but people want to see videos. And it's all really about engagement. So it's about engaging with your audience. Yeah. And you want to think about what you're posting because it needs to be posts that people are interested in.
Yeah.
So a lot of people will just post out anything because they want to get content out there, but it's got to be thought out content. So you know, that's one of the really things about 2023. I think people are more aware now of social media, so you want to make sure that what you're posting is interesting to your audience.
Yep, no, absolutely right. It's a powerful medium. It's intrinsically free. I mean, you can have paid stuff, but you can use it for free, which is a fantastic thing. And it never ceases to amaze me when I'm talking to people about advertising, sponsorship and promotion on social media platforms. People don't seem to understand the numbers. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. You know, I still come across people that will say, yeah, no, I'm going to advertise in the local paper.
Oh, no.
Okay. The local paper has a readership of 18,000 people that comes out on a Friday. Yeah. My social media alone has 65,000 followers. Yeah, and we get 1.2 million engagements on the Bunker Show a week. Yeah,
but when people are just starting out, what they need to understand is you can't start out and get that sort of following straight away.
Exactly,
and that's why the engagement side of it is important. Yeah. It's all well and good, as I say, if you go into a room and you are just talking and you're not listening, then how do you expect to get any business?
Yep.
So for Rich, if Rich went in and put in, you know, hashtag personal trainer on nearly any of the platforms, then he'd be able to see who's talking about personal trainers, who wants a personal trainer, who wants better nutrition, all of those sorts of things.
Yep.
But if you're not searching that hashtag or you're not looking for that, you're not looking to join that conversation, then how can you expect to get anyone following you and looking at what you've got to offer? So, you know, it's about actually being engaging with your audience, which is really, really important now.
And that's an incredibly good point, that, you know, people just kind of rock up and then expect it to happen. And, of course, it will happen. You'll get followed, but you'll get followed by random porn sites, scammers and everybody else. If you want to build a following, you've got to build a following. You've got to look for the right platform. You've got to follow influencers in your industry, or, you know, talking about the things you're doing. That's an incredibly good point.
Comment on their posts.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, because when you comment on their posts, then people can see your comment and they think, oh, that's a good point.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know if you've seen it. Twitter at the moment are putting out a thing when you log on that says, if you don't engage in a conversation, we're not going to promote your tweets. Right? It says, if you want to be seen, even though you've got a lot of followers, we're not going to show them your tweets unless you get involved in conversations.
I had a funny thing yesterday, and I think it's been happening to quite a few of my followers, where I was answering people that had tweeted me, and it wasn't about vaccine damage. It was about sewage, actually, in the sea.
She does talk a lot about
my other bete noir, sewage in the sea. And I was putting out pictures, and people were talking to me. And
what were you putting out pictures of?
Of sewage. Yeah, sewage.
A floater.
Yeah, terrible. long story short, people were tweeting me, and I was trying to answer them, and I'd written nice, long answers, and it just kept going into my drafts. all day yesterday. It was really frustrating. And then I tweeted out, you know, is anybody having that? And a lot of people were. And I was wondering whether it's because Elon Musk has sacked so many people, whether, you know, because I know I'm shadow banned or, you know, they look at what I do and what I write, which is rude because I only write the truth.
They've still got algorithms running that stop you doing things. It's like I tried to reply to a thing about Facebook the other day by being very rude about Facebook, and Twitter just wouldn't let me post it. They just refused to post it.
Yeah.
And I hadn't said anything defamatory. I just said Facebook's rubbish.
I wonder whether they've got a thing about...
That's not defamatory.
What? What was that?
It's not defamatory. It's true.
It was just the truth.
Yeah.
I just telling how bad they were.
I rarely go on Facebook. And do you know what? I sometimes find these messengers, you know, the private messengers, whatever it's called, Messenger. I find things from like 100 years ago that somebody sent me. And it's really sweet. And I go, God, I'm so sorry. And same with LinkedIn. I find these messages on there because I cannot go on everything.
Do you know, that's one of... again, Linda, I don't know how much you get involved in this, but it's something that drives me potty.
Something else that drives you potty.
Yeah, but especially when I'm trying to organise guests and things for the radio show, is I organise guests and then I organise them quite a way in advance. And then with a week or so to go before the shows come out, I start promoting them. Invariably, in my calendar, it just says, like, today I've got Richard on the show as a guest and I've got Linda. If I don't know you know, so if it's someone that I've never met before, I then have to go and find the original message so that I can find out all their details, you know, their website and all the rest of it. And that's when the problem starts because I don't remember how I started the conversation with them. Yeah. Was it on LinkedIn? Was it on Facebook? Was it on Twitter? Was it on email? If it was on email, which of my 18 email accounts was it on? Was it on WhatsApp?
Was it on Telegram?
And all those other places where it could be. And you have these rolling conversations where you can't remember where you were having the conversation. Yeah. And it's always the last place you look, obviously. So, you know, I go through all my things, scrolling through things, trying to find stuff. And also, of course, even with email, you know, you go, so I've got someone called Deirdre on the show. So I do search for Deirdre, can't find her anywhere. 3 days later, I find that her email address is info@, you know, so-and-so. It's not Deirdre at all, you know. And that is incredibly time-consuming and anti-communication, really. You know, we've got so many methods of communication now that, for me, it's too many. We need to start kind of...
I don't think it's going to go back. I think
it's not, is it? No, it's not. I'm living in hope there, and it's not going to.
It will never go back to just the phone. Like
The text message. I forgot text messages. She's the worst. She'll text me. I'll text her back, and then she'll reply on WhatsApp.
Oh, yeah. You know why? Because I like to do voice messages.
Yeah, and which is a pain.
When I had the flu and I could barely talk, I was doing all these voice messages, and he felt sorry for me. He said, "You sound very breathless.
Yeah.
Go to the doctors." It was very sweet, but because I couldn't be bothered to type, I
But the problem is when
I
you receive
like
it.
Voicey. Why don't you like receiving a voicemail?
Well, because it depends.
It's friendly,
and it depends where I am when you send it to me. I was sat in A&E, and she texted me, and I texted her back, and then she WhatsApped me a voice message, and I go, I don't know what she said because I've got to listen to it, and to listen to it, everybody else is going to listen to it as well.
Haven't you got your
so I press
ear?
It, and she goes, "Hello," and I'm sorry.
Haven't you got your little earphone thing?
I don't have an earbud. No,
I have them, but I tend to lose them everywhere. I've got, I had a pair in my drawer and a pair in the car, and then the dog chewed some while I was on the phone to the vet, saying my dog's quite well behaved now. She's much better. She was chewing my very expensive earbuds.
Did you notice, Rich, as well, that...
Oh, dear. What have we done?
Well, when you were talking about texting, you were just doing this with your finger.
Yeah.
Not this with your
thumbs. No, I can't do that. It doesn't work. I can only young people can do that. Can you do it with thumbs?
No, I do this.
Yeah. Only young people.
Jules is the only mammal without reversible thumbs.
How can they even do that? You watch them and it's like...
Yeah.
It's so fast.
Yeah. But we their muscles will evolve because I can barely write now. I don't write with a pen very often. I'm trying to write Christmas cards. The muscles in my hand have completely changed from texting. And we will evolve. And also, we'll be talking to Rich about this. He's a personal trainer, you know, amongst other things. But posture. amongst young people. Posture is terrible. You know, I see people walking by my house. We're by the sea. They're walking with their kids and they're all on their phone instead of actually, and meals. Yeah. So our bodies are going to evolve to have a little hunchback, aren't they? They must do.
I wonder if we'll have longer thumbs.
Mm.
The thumb thing is helpful, is just, I look in amazement at the thumb thing.
I mean,
I'm going to try and do my next text with thumbs. It would take me 10 hours.
Yeah, the tech companies are trying to move away from typing now, aren't they? With things like Siri and Alexa and all the rest of it. But I tell you what, it's so dangerous. My grandson signed up my partner to unlimited Amazon Music.
Oh.
Right. We have an Alexa in the kitchen. Bear, my grandson, he's 4.
Oh, he was cooking, I saw.
He was cooking.
You had him on a hob, didn't you?
Yeah, he wasn't cooking at this moment. He was playing in the kitchen, and he wanted to play a particular music track. So he said, Alexa, play such and such. And Alexa can only play music that you've got access to, yeah? So Alexa said to him, we can't play that track unless you sign up to Amazon Unlimited Music for $9.99 a month or something. Would you like to sign up? Would you like to sign up? So Bear went, yeah. And it billed her credit card, yeah, and signed her up to unlimited music. Yeah. That's dangerous.
Well, Alexa, in our house it's called Echo, but she often says,
it's a little goblin inside there.
Yeah, a little goblin. So would you like me to order it for you on your Amazon?
Yeah.
You know, and we'll order you stuff.
Yeah.
It's $9.99 and $10.99. And I go, no.
And with young kids, they don't realise, do they? You know what I mean? No. Bear just said yes. I mean, that's all he said.
But I was interested to see that Amazon are getting rid of quite a few stars. Was it 18,000?
Yeah.
And did you see, I sent you a tweet, I don't know whether you bothered to answer, but Salesforce...
Yeah, I saw that.
Did you answer it?
I think I sent you smoke signals or something.
Did you?
Yeah.
So Salesforce sending out these awful emails, as did Stripe. So yeah. Shay, my son, works for Stripe. And they were all in the canteen having their lunch and they got an email just before Christmas saying, check your phone in 15 minutes to see whether you've been made redundant.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, American. And then Salesforce, who Mimi, his girlfriend, works for, so they're both paying rent together and paying student loans, got a similar one.
See, what I'd do is I'd carry on coming to work. I go, oh, I didn't see that. I looked on WhatsApp. Where did you send it?
But it's brutal, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's brutal. It's I think awful. They gave them 5 months' pay.
It's awful.
But if you've got kids at school, you're paying a lease car, you're paying rent,
you
live to your means and you've got to find another job.
Sure. We're almost at time to join the Channel Radio newsroom, so I just want to come back to Linda before we go, because you've got a few things coming up, haven't you?
Yes.
Jim, do you want to go through what some of the things you're offering people that they should take you up on?
So the mini training session is part of the social media gym, and that's every Wednesday on LinkedIn at 9:30.
Fantastic. Is that a virtual event or a...
It's virtual, so it's on Zoom. What we do is I do a mini training session. Funnily enough, last week I did on 2023 social media trends. I'll be doing this week will be on 2023 social media trends on LinkedIn as well. Mm. And so every week there's a different topic. And then after we've had that topic, everyone on the call analyses somebody's post. So say you put a post on LinkedIn, what we do is we go in and everyone gives their opinion on that post.
Right.
So it can be quite brutal at times,
yeah,
but it's just critique. And it's, some of it is negative, some of it is positive.
But that's really useful, and we can't be, pretentious about this, can we? If you're not doing the right thing, you need someone to tell you.
Exactly.
Even though it's a bit hurtful, but, if somebody says, look, you're being a mug, that doesn't work. I'd much rather know that from someone I trust rather than everybody else swanning around going, don't read these tweets, they're rubbish, yeah?
Well, the great thing is there's such a mixture of people on there, and we've got a book writer on there, or chap that helps authors write books. Mm. We've got a blog writer, so we've got other experts on there, and what they do is they give their opinions as well. So it's not just me giving my opinion.
Mm.
And there's people on there that build websites, so therefore they give you a good, idea of the type of image you should have. So I give my little bit to start off with, and then everybody else... sort of pipes up and says, you know, what they think. And sometimes we say, wow, that's an amazing post. You've, you know, got a great header and it's really good because you've, you know, separated everything out. The image is fantastic. But a lot of the time there'll be something that we'll pick up on. And then the people are generally really grateful. We have had a couple of instances where they haven't been, but you know, in general, people really like it.
Yeah. It's odd, isn't it, how people don't take criticism, you know, when it's done in the best possible way, in terms of, you know, we're trying to help here, yeah? It's a safe environment to get criticised. It's not as if we did it in public and went, that's a really rubbish buzz, you know. It's funny how people get sensitive about things like that, when in fact it should be a learning proposition.
It's all a learning thing. Yeah. So the next thing is the content creation workshop. So that's going to be, it's the first Wednesday of every month. That's a live event and that's at Edenwood Place.
Right.
So what we do is we help our clients to think about the content that they need and, you know, they should be doing. And what they do is they create their content for the month. Some of them create images, but they generally don't have time to do that. So they've got their content plan for every month, and then it helps them make sure that they've got all their content ready.
Yeah,
and that works really, really well.
Fantastic.
As well.
Yeah. Great, Linda. As always, fabulous talk to you.
Thank you.
If people want to find out more about We Do Social Media, what's the best place to come? Is it your website?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's wedosocialmedia.co.uk, and you'll find out about the social media gym on there, and also all of our management offers on there as well.
Fantastic. Linda, thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
A pleasure to talk to you as always. We're only a minute or so away from joining the newsroom. We haven't done any work at all, because Jules has talked all the way through this show so far.
I'm just thinking of tucking into some cake.
Yeah, we haven't read any emails, we've hardly read any tweets, and we're already halfway through the show.
We've had a lot of tweets, actually.
We have, and I've only read one.
I just call you Lax.
Yeah, yeah. She can never remember my name.
Lax Andrews.
Yeah. Matthew Dorrington, can you give us a shout-out, please, for Blue Moxie Agency? Well, of course I can, Matthew. Do follow either Matthew Dorrington, that's Dorrington, T-O-N, is his Twitter handle, Matt Dorrington _ Matt with a double T.
Because SEO, extremely important.
Yep, and his agency is Blue Moxie, M-O-X-I-E, Blue Moxie Agency, and that's their Twitter handle. Do give them a follow and check it out. Tracy Ferguson, as I made reference to earlier, says, looking forward to listening live today and being cheered up by the Business Bunker banter. I'm in tortoise super slow mode and in forced hibernation after a fall down my stairs at the weekend. Fingers crossed I can get some shoes on for my birthday on Thursday. Well, let's hope your toes get better soon.
Yeah. And falling down the stairs is not nice.
It's not nice.
No.
And breaking your toes isn't nice. My toes break just when I look at things. I've broken my toes so often playing football years ago that now even if I look like I might stub them, my toes just break just to be on the safe side.
And they never look the same after.
They don't.
Have a little bobble on.
But I want to wish Tracy a massive, massive, massive happy birthday for Thursday. Happy birthday, Tracy.
And did you see her tags that she made this year? They're a little bit better than mine. They're quite posh.
Yeah.
Done lovely ones.
Construction Expo say that 2023 Construction Expo is now open for booking prime exhibition space, speaking slots and sponsorship opportunities. It's going to take place on Tuesday the 25th of April at Sandown Park. And there's a one-off early bird 10% discount plus complimentary advertising on 24 screens around the exhibition. If you follow them on Twitter, their Twitter handle is Construct Expo. And you can find out all about it.
And Zeenat Narani says, we definitely need a range of bras to fit all of our varied outfits. Jules Serkin, alluding to the earlier conversation about bras in boxes.
Right.
And you can listen to Zeenat. She does a show on Friday.